In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Welcome everyone once again to such a gathering as this, which is, as we can already see, not a usual operation that we have done before, holding meetings at this time of the day. But as it has been rightly said, that when you do something you have never done before, you are in step for a result you have never seen before. And though they say desperate times require desperate measures, so in dire seasons in God, some steps are taken out of the ordinary. And this has to do with our regular modus operandi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the Bible speaks in the book of First Chronicles about the sons of Issachar, who were people that had the understanding of the times and the season, and then they knew what Israel ought to do. Over the years and continually and again, we always emphasize and bring a great deal of attention to the understanding and the necessity of paying attention to times and seasons. And it's not like we are the only ones doing that kind of thing. Over within the body, there are prophetic voices that always give emphasis and always draw the attention of the children of God to the understanding of times and seasons. So we must pay attention to times and seasons. We must pay attention to times and seasons. And because spiritual times and seasons are not cataloged within a caste system or like a fixed order that you can just go into the book and then look and say, okay, this, because the times of spiritual things or spiritual times and seasons are set by God himself. The Bible says that he changes times and seasons, Daniel chapter 2 verse 21, 22, 23. And even David says that times and seasons are in your hands. So it's difficult or impossible to understand times and seasons outside of God himself and outside the context of the things of the Spirit. The understanding of times and seasons must be done within association and relationship with God and with his Spirit. And that is why it's a little difficult, because you can't be outside the stream of God and sense the direction of the river. You can't be outside the stream and want to feel its direction. The point there is you must be within the system of God and within the ecosystem of God's Spirit to be able to discern the direction of his movement. And that is why Jesus was appealed at the people of his days. And that was their condition, because they could not discern the times and the seasons. Because so far and for as long as they were, for as long as they were concerned, they had built a system that couldn't even accommodate the mysteries of God. Jesus said to them, you sit in the seat of Moses, but nevertheless you attempt to kill me whom Moses had prophesied about. So they could discern the natural time because they could see the cloud, but yet they couldn't discern the times of the kingdom. And not just those guys, the whole of Jerusalem were in that issue, because the Bible says, Jesus said concerning when he wept for Jerusalem, say, if you had known the appointed times that God has set for your salvation, O Jerusalem. So there is the understanding of times and seasons, and it's a very necessary thing, because people will advance and progress at the mercy of their understanding of times. What happened to Jerusalem? Because Mahalaka. Then they are under session. When they didn't understand their times and their season, it brought destruction to them. In AD 70, Jerusalem was wiped out, razed from top to bottom, the temple destroyed. But Jesus has told them that your house is left to you desolate. Why? Because you failed to understand your time that God has ordained. So times and seasons come with dire consequences beyond missing out on what is ordained. It can lead to the enemy taking advantage of it. And that was what happened to Jerusalem. The time set for their deliverance and their salvation, they missed it. So it occasioned devastation on the way. So in AD 70, Jesus told them, he told disciples, he said, not one stone will be left on each other. Not one stone will be left on each other by the time of the fulfillment of this world. And it was so serious because when the Romans came, they didn't destroy the temple, they pulled it down gradually to remove the precious stones. So, times and seasons each come with dire consequences and very serious ones if they are not giving attention to. Mahala Kashiya. This reminds me of something that happened in 2018. We were in a place, we had a prophetic word, very strong. And the instruction was simple. Gather the sons of God within this territory, let them hold a prayer and a meeting unto me. I want to light them up. And we went that period to go and see somebody who was more like the leader of the Christian body in that place. And we tried to see him a couple of times. We didn't see him until eventually, on a certain day, we met with him. And we told him, this is what God said. That was in July. Said, this is what God said. That he wants to light this territory. And he wants it. The instruction is simple. Let's gather the sons of God and let us hold a meeting unto him. Just prayer, or just gather the sons of God. He will take control. He said, okay, he himself even confirmed the word that God told him that he wants to light up the place. The same word that has to do with light and setting, he wants to light the candles, like set them in place. He said light up, but we brought a kind of more intense mystery in the prophetic and just explained it. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
So, we didn't hear from him again. He said he will get back to us. We called him, no response. We sent him a text, no response. That was in July, until that season was missed. It was not up to 2 weeks later or so that there was a major crisis in that place. Major crisis, accident, people lost their lives, and then the place was shut down. It was a university setting. The university was closed down. Accident, students lost their life. It turned into a protest, and then students began to riot and began to destroy properties and attacked lecturers, destroyed their vehicles, and then the school was shut down indefinitely and everybody had to go. All the revival and everything they were trusting God for, all the installation, the things that they had said, everything scattered, and they will not return again until November or late October. That was November. And then everybody was made to pay a charge of an amount of money for that was way higher than whatever was destroyed, if you multiply by the number of students and even postgraduate and people that had graduated that had to pay for it. And then by the time they returned, then something else still happened. Within that same November, they were still closed down again. So that July, from that August till the following year, in March, everything went down. But if there was that prayer meeting, that evil occurrence where there was a crash where people lost their life, it would have been averted. So a time and season was missed that all things closed. That thing wouldn't have happened because it would have been revealed. I'm saying this because When times and seasons are not understood, they come with dire consequence. The Bible says that these are the sons of Issachar. The sons of Issachar, they had the understanding of the times and seasons. It's to know what to do. They knew what Israel had to do. Why? To take advantage of what God has said, or to change their position, or to take a step forward, a significant step forward. Your next significant step forward is tied to the understanding of the time and season you have, knowing what to do that will correspond with what God has ordained for you in the end. Much step forward. And so we thank God always, and we are grateful for this grace that at each point in time, the word of God comes to know what to do in every time. Hallelujah. And so, it's not today, but God has given this grace over a time, for some a long time now, and He continually intensifies it by His mercies. So that is why we are gathered here this morning to talk about the inheritance. If you listen to what you are about to hear and accept and receive it with all your heart, by the time this encounter is done, we are done from this gathering, you would have received a deposit that your generation will not recover from. Your generation, that is your children's children, because it's going to be a heirloom across your generation. So I want us to pay attention. Father, we give you praise. Why is it called the inheritance? The inheritance. It's because, and the things that we see, we can always trace them back to years ago. Because when you follow God, you discover that God works within a system and God works within a development. When you read scripture, you can see a plot, or you can see a storyline in scripture. That is because God is an objective God, is an intentional God, is a purposeful God. So, even in our present time, there is a story being written. What we mean by that there is a plot for the arrangement, there's a plot for the design. Most people would think, and thank God there are not so many of those kinds of people anymore because of the level of wisdom God is giving access to. But some people would think in those times that I have come into my generation, I have to do this, I have to do that. And they have the mentality and perhaps the understanding that they function within an isolated environment, and their destiny and their call is isolated to them and the function they are supposed to perform. But they fail to understand most of the times that their destiny actually is a portion and a part of a whole that forms a coherent story and a plot of God that is implementing in the earth. Such that God will speak to Judah and say, it is you that your brethren will bow to, the scepter will not depart from you. And then later in heaven, they will say to the Lamb that the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. So there was an utterance on earth that heaven recognized, because he played the storyline from heaven in the earth and from earth back into heaven, that David will come from the tribe of Judah, and then at the end of the day, the Lord will still come from that tribe. So that the utterance of a patriarch over 1,000+ years ago will still find meaning and will still be following a particular plot until they go to heaven and finish up the matter. So that when Jesus was in the earth, his destiny and his life was anchored on a whole complex scale of wisdom that God has strategically organized and planted across creation through time. It is so also that even the Apostle Paul was able to find his destiny in scriptures. He spoke in Acts chapter 14 to the church, to the Jews, when they kicked them out of the synagogue. because they spoke to, they were preaching and giving hope to the Gentiles of salvation. He said, so had the Lord commanded us, that I have set thee as a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be my salvation today. That is Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6. The same Isaiah that God has been reiterating through his spirit and we have been speaking. Paul used the scripture to show, to preach to the Jews that this was what God said to me when he was sending me. But of course, Isaiah had lived more than 1,000 years before the generation of the Apostle Paul. But Apostle Paul, with understanding, could see that his own destiny was anchored on an ancient text that defined everything about him. So his destiny wasn't functioning as an isolated portion in the things of God. God didn't just call him and single him out and say, affect your world. God called him and said, you are joined to this overall body of what I'm doing, but this is your task within this. As you are fulfilling this, it's going to facilitate the fulfillment of other things within the same plan and purpose I have. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Times and seasons, and the understanding that your life is not an isolated portion. Your life is integrated with a wisdom that was and that God is implementing before you enter. These understandings were very heavy in our heart from the beginning. So we'll be talking about inheritance, but let's not trace it too far. Let's start from recently. While we are in that, in the scripture, then God's word came to us directly from the scriptures. And he spoke, he said, this is the division that we divide the inheritance. That was the book of Numbers. And wow. And then it became clear again that the season of inheritance has come again. Because, you know, rainy season goes and then it comes, it goes again. So, but at every time when it comes with a particular purpose and a relative level degree of intensity, depending on the assignment that God has designed that it should achieve. And so we began to pray and just do the things that are necessary to gain more insight. And of course, the understanding of these things goes way deeper. And I don't want to go into that mystery because it will teach us so much structures that we may not. But that understanding led us and gave us deep comprehension of an execution that God was doing. And he's going to be doing it within these days. I know some of us have seen the broadcast on the inheritance of the saints. If you watch that broadcast, which is the part one, because there's still the meeting is actually longer than that, but that portion was just, you know, cut off so that as just an introduction to the body of what was said. And the full portion is coming out shortly. If you listen to that, you would already see how that we were able to see a full picture of the understanding of the world of inheritance for the season in relation to the revelation of delights that he continually is speaking of. Because he said the inheritance of the saints is given in delight. So you remember that there's one other broadcast on the YouTube channel that talks about the gift of God to a generation, life. But you see the way the Holy Spirit is coordinating understanding so that a full plot could, so that you could understand his progression. First, he says light, and then next he says inheritance. And then a scripture comes that completely explains or captures everything within a full frame where you can see how they live. We were not intending to hold a meeting on the 29th. As a matter of fact, I'd said to one of our leaders that the meeting will be 30th. We'll have a meeting 30th to 31st. But it was not until, was it Saturday or yesterday? No, I think Saturday or early hours, between Saturday and Sunday early hours, that the understanding of came to us that the meeting, we are to hold a meeting on the 29th. And if it was going to hold on the 29th, then I knew it wouldn't be in the evening as we usually hold meetings. So we set the meeting and asked them, okay, set up a meeting. And what is the theme, by the way? The inheritance. Good. And so we told them, so okay, set the meeting and make it 12 p.m. By the time the flyer was in production, the time changed to 11 a.m. And so by the time they sent it to us, we had seen that it's no longer, so we had to re-edit it back to 11 a.m. Why? Season, to align with the time. So you see, the inheritance. Well, because of the elaborate nature of what we want to talk about, of the concept of the inheritance, we are going to speak particularly streamlined in at least a single direction. And I'm going to talk to us about encapsulating now the destiny of the nations. The destiny of the nations. Well, I just pray a little in the spirit. Of Jesus, we
are. Amen.
Let's read something. You know, we have been speaking about Isaiah 49, verse 6. He said, I will give you as a light to the Gentiles. We have not read beyond that place because for some reasons. But I want to show you what the scripture completely says. Can we hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Isaiah 49, verse 6. No, okay. Let's read 49, verse 6. The scripture says, indeed, it is a small thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Now, what you see there, if you are listening to the teaching that, or the message in the broadcast, the gift of God to a generation, we said that to the Gentiles now, they now have a gift, and that is light. God said, I will give you as a light to the Gentiles. That is, he's not going to give them light to go and speak. He said, I will make you to be light to the Gentiles. I will give you as a light. You understand? So,
yes, sir.
If you were in the Gentile world at about that time, and this prophecy is given to you, you'll be expecting a light to come. And you could say that, thus says the Lord, just coming to the Gentile world, light, a gift of light comes to the Gentile world. That's the way the Gentiles saw it. But now, look at what he says in verse 8. He said, thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth. Now, this word, is God is still saying it to the person that he said that he's going to make them to be. He's going to give him as a light or give her as a light. He said, I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth and to cause them to inherit the what? The desolate heritages. That scripture about light, there is still inheritance below. Just that every time we don't go down there because the emphasis on God was still on light. What happened? What this means there is that by the time the light comes to these people, what will happen to them is that they will inherit things. My God. Did you?
Yes.
By the time the light comes to the Gentiles, he will be given as a covenant to them. How many of you know we've talked about covenant this year? The first assembly was what?
The tables of covenant.
The tables of covenant. That was the first assembly. So by the he's going to give them as him as a covenant to the peoples. And then what happens? Afterwards, that same light as a light to them is still going to make them to start inheriting not just heritages, but desolate heritages. And which are heritages that have been left to fallow, left lying. The upshot here is that there is a progression from the administration of illumination into the possession of inheritance from the prophecy of Isaiah. If you are not already convinced by what you say, you, right now you can't be even more, you can't be more convinced by the narrative of scripture, the way it's playing out. Are you listening? I believe we can hear me.
Yes, sir.
So we are looking at the destiny of nations. One of the principal things that God has revealed to us very clearly through the revelation of His Son is the agenda of God for missions. And that there's going to be the activity of God at the level of nations. And these words are several years old already, but they are still new because their time is just, we are just in their days now. But by the gift of God, God can give you insight to understand what is to come. And this destiny, In trying to make this known, God gave grace to have access and insight into certain things. And that is some of the things we'll be making known today. The destiny of the nations. One thing you must know is that, number one, the nations are an inheritance of the Messiah. Every single nation on the earth is Jesus Christ's inheritance. Every single inheritance of nations belongs to Christ. All the nations under heaven is Christ's. We are saying this from a depth of understanding of scriptures and insight by supernatural activity of God in our hearts and in our minds and in our spirits, giving us illumination and light. Every single nation under the earth, from the least to the greatest, if you may, or if you want to say it so, belongs to Christ Jesus. Not we, they are His. David was in the spirit and he began to speak in Psalm 2 verse 2. You know, he said to us that the prophecy about a light to the Gentiles came as music. We sang the prophecy. So it's the same operation that that was happening to David. He was under the influence of the prophetic spirit and he began to sing these mysteries. And in singing these mysteries, here is what he began to say. Why do the heathen rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his. Somebody say his anointed. His anointed. Saying, let us break their bands in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Then David, the Spirit of God went forth to say, David, he who sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. He said, yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me. Now listen. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
This period, David was seeing something. And what he wants to say now is a mystery. Because this prophecy of David will come to pass at the instance of a particular arrangement of God that finally fulfills the foundation for which this kind of mystery can be executed. He said to him, he said, I will declare the decree. This word declares, I will make it known. I will unveil it. I will reveal the decree, the mystery that God has said to me. He said, you are my son. Today, I have given birth to you. Hallelujah. You are my son. This day, I have begotten you. Now, what does he go forward to say? He said, now, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You are my son. It is today I have given birth to you. Ask of me. This scripture was fulfilled when Christ or the Word of God was reincarnated and became flesh and the Son of God. Thou art my beloved Son. Ask of me. I will give you. You know, when he came to the earth and his ministry was fully commissioned, the decree that came over his life was, you are my son. Not my apostle or the Messiah of the. He came and said, you are my son, in whom I'm well pleased. That day he was, by every indication and by every level of understanding, the Son of God in all things. That day he became the heir to the inheritance of the nations, wherever they may be found. The Christ, who is Jesus, the Son of God, is the sole owner of all nations. There is inheritance in the Father. The nations, they are an inheritance of Jesus Christ. You must understand this. You must relate with this at a level of ease first, then we'll build. Psalm chapter 82. They are just a whole lot of them. I will still speak. Psalm 82, verse 8. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Psalm 82, verse 8. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Not some of them, all nations. Every single race on the earth, they are inheritance of Jesus Christ. The whole nations, they are an inheritance of Christ Jesus. Every single nation in every one continent of the globe, they belong to Jesus Christ. The nations, they are an inheritance of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. But now listen again. The Bible says concerning Jesus in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. There's Isaiah chapter 9. And from verse 1. He said, nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. As at first, he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her. By the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, in Galilee. Galilee of the what? Of the Gentiles. In Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That is Jesus Mahai. That is Jesus fulfilling his own Isaiah mandate. As many of you here will be fulfilling your own Isaiah mandate. Because Paul fulfilled that mandate, that prophetic mandate of God through the prophet Isaiah in his own life. This is Jesus fulfilling his own Isaiah mandate. The mandate of God upon his life. Hear what he says. He said, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, guess what? Upon them, a light has shined. Maybe if it doesn't make so much sense, then go to the book of Matthew, because Matthew identified exactly when he began to fulfill this word. Matthew chapter 4 verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Galilee, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. That is him going to fulfill the mandate of God through Isaiah in his own life. And you can already see that he came as light. Now listen. Jesus spoke in the book of John chapter 8. John chapter 8 verse 12. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light. So Christ himself is the light. Now, Galatians chapter 3. What does Galatians chapter 3 say? Hear what it says in verse, okay, let's read from 6. Alright, let's read 26. It says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ. For as many of you that are baptized into Christ are put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to. Look at all 4 verse 7 said, He said, if you are a son, then an heir of God through Christ. What? Now, I just ran through some scriptures. And there are just a whole lot of them. And if we want to just go through scripture, we can take the whole day tracing it. But what you will already see and come to terms with is that every single nation on earth is Christ's inheritance. Now, these things were given in the place of the revelation of Jesus Christ. When we began to enter into that deep revelation of Christ, what he began to tell us and began to speak to us through was the nations, the nations, the nations. As though inside of his heart, there is something that is not really touched yet. There is something that so much attention is not given to. And that is the fact that the nations belong to him and he has an agenda in the nation. 6th of June 2020, we had that encounter, the nations, in that revelation of Christ. So, this inheritance of the Christ is making known. Are you listening?
Sir?
But one of the things he made known to us at the time when we began to see this light is that your inheritance is in me and they are my inheritance. Oh God. That is why the scripture says the inheritance is in the light. That light is Christ Jesus. That was what I was trying to paint to you when he says, I am the light. Made it known. See, your inheritance, everything about your inheritance is in Christ, is my inheritance. Being an heir of God, your inheritance is a portion inside you. So he said he has made us to be qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. That light is Christ's glory, is himself. So if the nations belong to Christ, sir, the nations are yours also, Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
If the nations are the inheritance of Christ, this, you don't have another heritage in God that is outside of Christ. Everything that is yours in God is inside of Christ. That's why when you are being baptized, you are baptized in the name of the Lord. Even when they said they wanted to send the Holy Spirit, say, I will pray the Father and in my name he will send. You can't or any reality in God outside of Christ. That is why they say Christ is the substance of all. Christ is the fullness of all. Christ in all, through all, above all. Christ in all things. You can't exist, no you outside of Christ Jesus within this kingdom. Every inheritance you have is Christ's inheritance that you are now made to be partaker of it. He said you are a partaker. You came to share inside of it. When they say we partook of this, it means you shared inside of it. If the nations are Christ, then the nations also, they are yours in Christ Jesus. If the nations are Christ, then the nations also, they are yours in Christ Jesus. If the nations are Christ, then the nations also are yours in Christ Jesus. My God. God. We were brought to understand this, to see the mysteries of Christ. Some of the things that we have seen, some of them are part of what is forming and taking shape. My God. If the nation, the inheritance of Christ, then they are yours in Christ Jesus. You have to see the nations as yours in Christ. If you it's too big a revelation for you to comprehend, then you do not yet know the depth of destiny. You are not ready for destiny. Because what he spoke to us from the onset was at the level of the nations. At the level of the nations. At the level of the nations. Because it's as though that is a portion that not so many persons, there are very few who are prophets and apostles to the nations. There are very few who are evangelists and pastors of the nations. But we have quite a number that are pastors in their city and in their towns. So it's as though that realm is for a select few. We can all govern nations alike. Anybody in Christ. Come on now. Kalehoshima anabra kizans neketoya. Mashekewanda. It's if the nations are inheritance of Christ, then they are yours also in Christ Jesus. It is at this level and at this height, this level, this plane, this understanding, this realm of apprehension, this realm of comprehension. Paul said that you may be able to comprehend what is the length, the width, the breadth, the height. It is at this extent, the comprehension of this whole mystery, that you can now begin to talk about the destiny of the nations. At this height, it is at this height. If you have not come to this height by revelation, it's not by length of means, it's by revelation. David said, send me thy word and thy truth, let them lead me to thy presence. Paul said it was by, I went up, I took a leap by revelation. If you have not yet comprehended this, it is at this level that we can begin to talk about the destiny of nations. Because let me tell you, he said that they will rule all nations. Let's not open those scrolls now. But there are people that will be that will rule all nations, and the destiny of nations will be in their hands. Which is why we began to read to you prophetic words in February, telling you that God said that the destiny of the nation has been given to the church. That is the way it is, because they will rule all nations. Can I tell you? The Bible says that you ask me and I'll give you the nations as an inheritance, the uttermost part of the earth as a possession, and you shall rule them. You shall rule them. You shall rule them. Maki karaki soke parakatia. If you understand this from this level, then you can enter into the forging of the destinies of nations and how to penetrate and into the intricately linked design of nations at the detailed level. Do we understand?
Yes, sir.
The destiny. Now, as we attempt to take a quantum leap into the upper stories, this nation of Nigeria has been given to the church.
Yes, sir.
Which is why part of it, why God had us hold a meeting early in the morning to be. It has been given to the church longest time. Any arrangement of man is a hoax. It's a parody of themselves. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
See, Jess, I had a vision many, many years ago. We'd not talked about it to any man before. But we knew what was said here and what was seen. Aside from that, the prophetic words of God that we have been given access to by privilege and grace. The nation is yours in Christ. This nation is a heritage of the church in Christ Jesus. Whether you like it or not, that is the divine arrangement. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The inheritance that Christ Jesus is speaking about is inside of the nations. Because in every nation is a destiny that God has set. When we had one of those striking encounters, we realized that there was a keen detail, a sensitive consecration of detail. That is where all the mysteries come to join together to form the balance of complete revelation and understanding. That was fuzzy. We didn't get it clear. And trying to comprehend it, it was just too complex. We had to now take a time out to fully understand these details. See, this thing, we know here, we get here. But how do all these things come together to form one particular blend that one can? And it was just then it started unveiling. It took days or so. I can't remember how long it took again. But at the end of it, we comprehended it. After we comprehended and we left it, it became fuzzy again. We went back to get it clear again. That's how complex it might be at that level. That God will have to do something supernatural to your understanding, hence you will not get it by natural standard. And it is out of that understanding that I'm speaking to you now. When I say to you that the destinies of people and their inheritances and destinies that God put in nations. Just go ahead.
Amen.
There is this mystery in God. That has to do with these missions that Christ will begin to reveal detail upon detail to everyone to whom he has called. One of those details is the penetration of the spheres. The penetration of the spheres. S-P-H-E-R-E-S. The penetration of the spheres. Or if you want, that's the word. Because what has seemed to be like a closed or a sealed structure is going to be ripped apart for the light of Jesus Christ to begin to enter into. When you see Christ's glory and light, your perspective and your mind shifts from what is the traditional understanding of, let's say, ecclesiastical proliferation or the establishment of just, you know, religious this, to begin to understand the implementation of kingdom agendas. It is at the depth of this light this will be given. We cannot particularly speak in detail about this now. because that will take us away from. And of course, this is not spiritual. But these are things that you will eventually begin to find if you proceed in this next. The inheritance is inside nations. The inheritance is inside nations. That is why it is linked to the destiny of nations. The inheritance, let me say this, the inheritance is inside nations. The inheritance is inside nations. Do you know that the city of Jerusalem was in the land of the Jebusites? It was the Jebusites that David collected the city from and then built it and named it the city of David. That is the city that the Messiah is coming to. It's so serious that even in the visions of the prophet, the new design of God is called the New Jerusalem. And it's called the city of the king, and that's where the king will come to inherit. That's where the temple was built. Sir, your inheritance is inside nations. Your inheritance is inside nations. Your inheritance is inside nations. Let me say, your inheritance is inside nations. As I'm speaking this, there are certain light flashing into people's spirits. That's why we are emphasizing again. Your inheritance is inside nations. There are lights that are flashing into people's spirits. As we are saying, it is entering their eyes so that they can be seen clearly and clearer. Your inheritance is inside nations. When you discover it and find it and begin to etch it out and begin to find it out, you participate, you begin to forge destinies. And of course, destinies have to be forged. If today some this word, and of course I know there are many here, this word appeals to your spirit because there's something inside of you leaping. My God, Father, we give you praise. Jesus. That is what Christ said, he should tell you and will make you know, at least from this time, that the light of God touches the nations of light. That illumination, and that he said, the nations, the nations, the nations. There's the light of Jesus Christ set out. Many of you will be brought into that light, into that level of the nations, because that is where a great portion of where God's action is in this end days. Arise, O Lord, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Your inheritance is inside nations. There are many of you, some of the things you seek for in God, I know in your immediate environment in where you are. But God will supernaturally place you. He will discover yourself in God, in other places of the conditions of God. Yeah. Some person may not be. You are receiving it already.
Yes, sir.
It's all in Christ's revelation. It's in Christ's revelation. That's why he showed us that first, the nations are an inheritance of Christ. Then they are yours inside of Christ. Many of you are brought already into the level of nations
you may not be seeing it physically, but that's where you are. That's where you're. That's the scope of your crown. The scope of the crown God has put upon you touches nations. He says, and until you see them by spiritual light, as the fact that your inheritance is here, you think you are just doing business. You not know you are doing spiritual work, which is to possess heritages from God. No Israelite possessed an inheritance in the land they were in. It was a foreign land. Joshua said to them that when you see Joshua chapter 3, he said, when you see the ark of the Lord set out, then you shall also move, but there shall be a space between you and the ark. And he went forward and said, for you have not been this way before. They were going to places they didn't know to possess inheritance that had already been given to them. The level of the nations. My God. Go ahead, pray in the spirit. Just be praying.
Limbro so so fara dia con delle berrebe shoko toko 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 shoko dogo 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 dogo
Let's begin the administration. Tima Kalabra, go ahead.
Shokoto
Yes, Mahasu in the name of Jesus, right now in Christ Jesus, I decree the release of this inheritance in the name of Jesus. I decree the release in the name of Makalaba. Just pray. Makalaba, then we do the amen. I decree the release of this inheritance. And those that have been sealed, that have been tied, right now I decree that they are unsealed for you. Because inheritance is in our deeds. The Bible says concerning Jesus that blessed is the Lamb that is worthy to take and to receive. Because the inheritance of the earth was written as prophecies and mysteries inside book. I decree the unsealing of heritages in you, to you, given to you. And let there be the activity of tribal angels, angelic scribes of wisdom, angels of light and angels of glory, and stewards and administrators and guardians of wisdoms of God from heaven. I decree for their ministry and for their operation to begin in this place right now, in the hearts and in the minds and in the atmosphere and in the spirit of the people that are connected, and in the spirit of people that will be connected to this world right now, in the name of Jesus. I decree, Mare Koshinga Labra, Heko Sundra, Lepra Kande, Lepro Hundo Sheke, Lepra Hachiade, I decree that release the name of the inheritance. Let it be open. Some of you will see where you ought to be, see what you need to do, see what is yours. We see what is yours out of scripture. A revelation from scripture will give substance to a reality in the realm of the spirit. It will be a link between you and that reality in God, so that you can hold on to. The Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But faith comes by the word of God. So through that word, there's going to be the delivery of a substance of a reality that exists inside of God, inside of your spirit. So I'm declaring and decreeing that the opening of the books, the opening of the seals in the name of Jesus, the opening of the seals. Some of you, these portions and some portions of your destiny has been
enclosed and be sealed. Right now, I declare and I decree that there's going to be a break. And the Bible says, then shall your light break forth. That there's going to be breaking and light to begin to penetrate into your spirit for you to begin to see, to have visions, to have revelation, to have understanding, to come to illumination. In the name of Jesus, I decree use of pots of gold. Gold, right now. I see that, you know, a treasure chest, like a pot of gold, where they are just going to hit that right now. Precious things, materialize tangible realities of possession of wealth. I declare those inheritances released in the name of Jesus. For those whose inheritance has to do with wealth, where I decree and I declare they are released, that you will discover them and you will possess them rightly. Every contention on the way will be subjugated by the power of the Spirit. Because when Joshua led the armies of God and the people of God, they were an invisible force, they were an unstoppable force. In a period of time, they slew 31 kings over and against the two kings that Moses had slain in days. So I decree every resistance and obstruction will be cleared out of the way by the apostolic spirit and grace that powers this generation and the generation that will be that is named Joshua. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I decree of your eyes to see yourself in the light of Christ. So many people have seen themselves in the light of their denomination. They have seen themselves in the light of the revelation of their leader or what. But I decree that your eyes will be open to see yourself in the light of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not just what your pastor says to you or your leader says to you, but what actually Christ has ordained you to be. Because that one settles a greater degree of conviction in your spirit. And it gives you liberty to discover a destiny that has no limits. Therefore, I decree and I declare and I ordain by prophecy and by the Spirit of God, the opening of your eyes to see the light of the Christ.
Amen.
Right now, it's happened to so many persons. And even in this season, he said the inheritance of the Christ of the saints is given in the light. That light is Christ Jesus. So I decree and I declare the opening of your eyes to see that light in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we speak over this nation and over the destiny of this nation. We have come.
Yes, yes.
Somebody say, we have come.
We have come.
The Chlorotia Segenda. Bekuro Tezizi Branda Kasuke.
Oh, yes.
Erebas. Just pray in the spirit and We decree completely the dethronement of every false principality in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said to the Babylon, he said, daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground without a throne. Sit on the dust. We decree that if no throne, every false principality, their destiny is to sit on the dust. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The throne is pulled off.
Amen.
You get that side. You want to cross the throne, and then the seat is pulled, not for you, and then the person crashes into the ground. We decree the shameful dethronement of every false personality in the name of Jesus. Watch. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Watch. We know the depth of authority God has given him. So every serpent that wants to ordain, I'm speaking to the realm of the spirit, every principality, you are seizing, you have no throne. Sit on the ground without a throne. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Rakashutra lebekesis and rahakasio. Lebro to shendra la bakasendra la bakasito to lebekodia. Lebro koto shendra la bakasikurubosh. Hear what it says in the book of Isaiah. Le rush kandra la baka setru lobosh. Kantara babara babosh ketere babaka suprekedia. Librutu senda la baka sketru baba. Librutu sendra la baka setra la babaka sia. Manda rego roboko shikata kala babaka kapala baka shikatokos. Le kusin ziza paradash. Kala barabaka sekete kale bekata pola kata pakatush. Le kusutra la babadash, le pratas para babata protokos, para babapa tera babokoto protosia, le pratekesi tra la babala babada babada protokos, le pratekesi para bakatiados, masiku ruba tambaradas.
Father, thank you, Jesus.
I want to pull out the scripture for you, so that you can understand. In Isaiah chapter 47, we say, come down as my God. Isaiah 47 verse 1. He said, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. We decree that every useless principle is existing without a throne. Did you get that? When an entity exists without a throne, he has no power to execute dominion. Are we there? Can we hear?
Yes. Me? Yes, sir.
We declare and decree once more the throne pulled off. Right now. The throne pulled off. Right
Amen.
Now.
The
throne. Right
Amen.
Now. Every four. You know why they are false principality? Because we are also principalities in Christ. He says Christ Jesus is the head of all principalities. Yes. A principality is derived from a prince who is a principal person. So principalities are not devils, are not all devils. Principality is a rank. Every false principality seeking to reign in this, it can't work because the heirs and the possessors of the kingdom, they are here and they are on the throne and they have the crown. So everyone that sit on the ground without a throne, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Pray and declare the seat pulled off you, pulled off you. Now sit on the ground without a throne.
Amen.
Sit up for your shame to be uncovered. In the name of Jesus. I tell
Amen.
You,
Amen.
Thanks we appear to all. Years from now, and even beginning from this period and this season, when things begin to take shape, that is why we do not hesitate to acknowledge the gift of God's grace. Why? Because we understand that it is not by natural arrangement and motivation that some things are possible in Christ. It is by the gift of God's grace and by the gifts of His grace. By that I mean the details and the contents which His grace makes available, like salvation and those and the best things are free. Some of you are picking up destinies in Christ, that destinies that have been for many years, but now you have picked them up. They will be yours. Everything you find in Christ is yours in Him.
Amen.
Jesus is.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I decree and I declare that for anyone here, that for someone here, struggle is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I'm praying for somebody here. That struggle has ended now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is that struggle, the struggle in your academics, yes, particularly academics, whatever it is, that struggle is over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's the word, that struggle is over. And for anyone here, whatever that struggle is, struggle in your spiritual life, struggle to stand, struggle to make make sacrifices that are necessary, struggle to do the things that you need to do and you ought to do, struggle generally in life and in welfare, anywhere that struggle is, today we decree the end of that struggle today in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we declare the beginning of the season in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Jesus.
Vision of horses. Vision of horses. Vision of horses. Father, we hallelujah. This symbol of the giants actually speaks about you stepping into your portion. Because the giants are only found in the land where you are to inherit. When you see giants, it talks about what stands between you and your inheritance. You can already see that in the book of Numbers, where the sons of Anakim possessed the land. You can already see that it took somebody with, it took Caleb had to, and funny enough, it was the mountain of Hebron that those giants occupied. And you know, you're talking about the mountain. But you could see that the giants are always there before the next phase. What was standing before David and the palace and the throne, or to be rerouted into the tomb, the part of the tomb, or just one simple joint. So So it's already, and that's, it's just beyond confirming the word of God. It confirms clearly that the sons of God are the seasons of the prophets. That's what it clearly confirms. That the sons of God are the seasons of the prophets. And it's a word for the body. It's a word for the body. That's why we gave that word on. Do you think? Is that 19? It's a word for the body. It's a season of inheritance. We give God all the praise. Anybody else? Okay, sure. Who's going to give God the praise? What will you do from now? Well, this is just the beginning. And Father, we give just God for something. Individuals here whose destiny particularly hinges on your wishes. Today I'm declaring that destiny open to you in the name of Jesus.
There are already.
I would have called them and prayed for them. Let me just pray about it generally. I declare that destiny open today.
Amen.
Today you were here, or yesterday you were here. It will happen supernaturally. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Out of this platform, we pray that we do great and great things, major things, that the world will recognize, that will recognize. And it won't be by your own normal arrangement, it will be by the gift of God working inside.
Amen.
It was here whose impact will shake the world. The world will turn around to look at what you have. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. There are many of you now, after this meeting, you will begin to have encounters. Some of you have encounters with principalities, with some principalities. It's because you have, like you see, he began to have encounters with his qualities just by saying liar. But it was communicating to him that he's about to possess something. So there are many of you now that we encounter some of those things. It's not for you to be afraid. When you see them, those appearances, it's to let you know that actually you were hooked up to the revelation of the world and it has changed your position. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
With this, we were not afraid of those things. It was a normal. That's why that I said to some people, I said, I've not said to you people, and that's people that even 1/10 of things that happened that were happening while you were with me, all those things. Because we couldn't talk about it. But with every significant encounter with those all those kinds of occurrences, it follows another significant and dramatic shift. And we are wielding things that we couldn't even use in our immediate environment because there was no context to carry it. We started talking about the nations in 2018, but we couldn't unveil so much details because at that point there was no context to bear it or foundation. It will just pass over some people's heads. And some of those things we say did pass over people's heads. Because we had people come to tell us that they tried to understand what we're saying, but they just couldn't understand. It was passing over. And some said, I heard it, but I don't know why I'm going. So there was doubt, and that was just one portion that we found liberty in our spirit could talk about. But if yet there was no context to receive it, then what would you have said if there were more detail, some things higher than that were in the offering at that point? Your feeling. And then we'll say to some friends, say, let us declare something, declare a season open over you. Some will just run away and not come back again. So, but you can't be afraid of those contention if you really want to possess it in God. It has been said that he who wants a lion's share must have a lion's heart. But a lion's heart is developed because of what you continually do. So what God is saying, that you are going to encounter giants, but I'm going to supernaturally just make you go. There are some of those things that came, we wanted to go engage them, but we said, don't worry about it. Some of them are just a sign to show you that something happened. It was after Jesus' 40 days fast that Satan appeared to him. It was a sign that he had struck a chord in the spirit. And they had the voice himself of the underworld, or of the lower cells, had to come and say that you have heard that you have stopped something. You are something else in the earth. But I declare your supernatural defense and preservation. They can't harm, nothing can harm your touch. God is with you. Congratulations. I declare and decree everyone here blessed.
Amen.
The face of God and the light of God will shine in your hands.
Amen. Amen.
These audios will be ready shortly when it is getting activated. Come to our revelation and praise of it. Jesus is Lord. Father, we'll give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Something is good. We decree and declare that as your word says that the gather not in my name, they will scatter. We decree scattering of the camps of the wicked in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Scattering the enemy in the name of Jesus. And the undermining of their craftiness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We decree confusion and scattering in the camp of the enemy. See, if they gather not in my name, they will scatter. So we decree the fulfillment of that word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, please.
If you have been blessed by this broadcast, subscribe to this channel to get more inspiring, transforming, illuminating, and impact-filled content like this. Jesus is Lord.